This street once held a court of extravagant homes for Binghamton's elite, much like Front Street did. The last holdout to this new wave of urban development is, of course, Phelps Mansion. The beginnings of Roberson Mansion very much mirror how this Victorian home began. Three properties, all with existing homes on them, were purchased by Sherman David Phelps, demolished, and a new, more extravagant structure was erected in its place in 1871. It was built with three floors in the Empire style, which means it has a Munster family Bates mansion kind of feeling. It has all the vibes of a Gothic story about to unfold, but don't worry, there aren't any bodies kept in this historic home, as far as we're aware. Sherman Phelps was a banker and a businessman. He went by Judge Phelps, though he never presided over a courtroom, though perhaps he felt he presided over his Court Street neighborhood. It does feel a little on the nose, though, but who knows? He also did hold office of the mayor of Binghamton. Very fancy. But before Phelps Mansion would become a museum, it passed through the Phelps family. Sherman's grown children occupied the grounds for a time, and then when no one in the Phelps family wanted it, it passed through various hands, including a shoe manufacturer and postmaster. Keep in mind, an estate like this takes many hands to maintain. Roberson Mansion had a small business's worth of staff taking care of the grounds, and still kind of does today. Phelps, too, must have required a similar number to assist in its care. And there are not many in America or Binghamton who have the funds to keep up with the needs of homes such as these. And they are quite needy. In 1905, the home passed to the Monday Afternoon Club, a women's group who organized suffrage rallies pushing for the women's right to vote in Binghamton, in New York State, and across America. Before becoming a historic house museum, the ladies of this house made their own touch-ups to the home in the form of more vibrant wallpaper and lifestyle upgrades. If you do go for a tour at the Phelps Mansion, try to spot the differences of Gilded Age versus Monday Afternoon Club. It's a fun game. But this home does make one wonder what will become of the mansions of the 21st century. Will they too become offices and apartments? Who knows? Our next stop will be the Marconi Tower and Lackawanna train station near the NYSEG baseball stadium.